The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Happy to have all of you members, attenders, and visitors. Glad to have everybody here. I'm Cindy Westfall. I've been an attender here at TPUF, as we lovingly call our fellowship, for about just a bit over a year, I think, about a year and a half. And on behalf of the congregation, I would like to extend this welcome from far or near, from wherever you've come, wherever you are in your journey, in your life's journey, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, however you identify or express your gender, whomever you love, whoever loves you, we welcome you this morning into this ever-expanding circle of love, compassion, and justice-seeking people. Light the peace lamp in the chalice.
You mixed it up on me.
Thank you, Phil, for the chalice. Just in time. I'm going to light the chalice with words from Reverend Scott Taylor. Mindful of the precious promise of a new day, we gather again to recommit ourselves to the task of mending, of tying together those tender strands that connect us to each other, to the world, and to those parts of ourselves buried deep. Within this work of renewal, hope lies in wait. Come, friends, let's begin. And now I will light the peace lamp. Repeat with the words that are on the screen. May peace be with us and with all the people of the world.
Thank you, Preston. And now we're going to have a gathering song. Hymn number 346, if you have your hymn book. If you would like to stand, you can stand. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I off? Oh, okay. Gathering song. Okay. No, that's okay. It's a video, that's right.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and only buy. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See,
our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Summertime, and we'll sing again. We go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends, and we'll all go into town.
A little music, great lyrics. At this point, we have the responsive reading.
Yes.
So it's in number 547 in your hymn books, if you have your hymn books, or it's going to be with us right up here on the screen. Summer meditation. Now blows the wind with soft, relaxing warmth. Children swarm in the playgrounds and the streets, and eager city folk, vacation bound, crowd the broad highways.
The lakes and seashores lose their solitude, and all the world seems turned to
tomorrow. What of ourselves there could be now? Deep peace, a time for soul searching. To sift the true from false in the things of doubt.
The beautiful from
the sun beats down, it is time for pause. And shall not we? Here's the unfinished day, half molded, that still waits for us. Thank you. Before I have a message from a text, but before we do, I'm going to mix it up a little because I've already mixed it up just a little bit today between the chalice lamp. I was wondering if we could bring the kids up, if you guys want to come up with up here and talk about summer memories and what summertime means to us. And then we'll let you guys, I know somebody has an exciting vacation coming up, Corinne, Rye, you guys want to come up if you want to. And also you all can engage with us as well.
So what are you thinking? What are you doing this summer? Tell me about your vacation, where you're going this week.
I'm leaving on Thursday.
Microphone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's if you want to.
Hello?
All right.
Hi, Corinne.
Hey, Cor.
On Thursday, I'm going into New England. I'm going to Kingston, New York, to
Lake
Winnipesaukee, to Boston.
What do you think about that?
I get to have a fun summer.
Thank you. Right, did you want to add anything?
So the reason we're going to Kingston, New York, is we're seeing Dad's friend from like high school or college or something. I don't know.
It's gonna be fun.
And then we're going to New Hampshire because his cousin, blah blah blah, basically some kind of cousin on the family tree, is getting married to his partner who he's been with for like 20 years.
That's awesome.
And then we're going to Boston because we're gonna do that in 2020, and then you guys all know. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Thank you, Rye. Thank you very much. Anybody else would like to, anybody online? Welcome everybody online. Anybody else would like to shout out what summer means to them or anything exciting? Or you can share at the end when we do concerns and sorrows. Warmth. How about light, the long days of summer? It's a reminder, illuminating the long days of summer, light all around us, and light is also within us, right? So I found a great article I'm gonna share with you guys. Yes, do you wanna sing? Yeah, we don't actually have it on the PowerPoint though. Does everybody remember how to sing the children's? Go now in peace. Everywhere, everywhere you go. Thanks, Katie, for bringing everyone in. See you guys. So I found this article called The Spiritual Significance of Summer. So with light all around us, so too is there light within us. And we would just like to take a moment to connect with that. This article, this text that I found is by Emily Gunther. It's officially July, and we are now halfway through 2024. July is a month rich in symbolism and significance, spiritual symbolism and significance. As the heart of summer, July represents a time of growth, abundance, and inner illumination. In many cultures and traditions, the seventh month of the year holds deep spiritual meaning, connecting themes of transformation, creativity, and personal empowerment. July, and I didn't know this is a trivia fact, July was named after Julius Caesar. How many people knew that? Wow, that's good. Excellent. A learned fellowship we have. So July carries the legacy also of leadership, power, and transformation. The very essence of its symbolism is intertwined in the zenith of summer, where the sun's energy is at its peak, illuminating our lives with warmth and vibrancy. This period represents growth, fruition, and the manifestation of all the hard work put in the earliest months. How many people have a garden? Is it starting to produce for you? Yeah. What do you have in your garden? Oh, abundance. You have abundance of food coming through. That's great. This month also stands as a beacon of hope and a reminder that no matter the challenges faced, the light of endurance shines brightest in the warmth of this month. This is a gathering month where we gather not only food, but our spiritual energy and our strength for what lies ahead. July is a testament to the bountiful gifts nature has to offer. The lush landscapes and the plentiful harvests that characterize this time of year symbolize a spiritual abundance that extends beyond the material realm. This invites us to shift our focus
from scarcity to gratitude, acknowledging the wealth of blessings that surround us, whether it's an abundance of love, health, or happiness. July reminds us to approach each day with a spirit of openness and appreciation. By embracing this mindset of prosperity, and not just material prosperity, but spiritual prosperity, we can cultivate a deeper connection with the divine and find joy in the simple pleasures of life. The generosity of nature during this season serves as a powerful inspiration, encouraging us to share our own bounty and uplift those around us. The intense heat of July presents also a physical but also spiritual challenge, because we just came out of a couple of weeks of unbearable heat. That time can create in us an inner reserve of strength and resilience, because we know that eventually this too shall pass. This month serves as a reminder that the flames of adversity can forge the steel of our character. The fiery energy of July symbolizes the passion and drive that fuels our actions, urging us to confront our fears and emerge victorious in our personal battles. By embracing this inner fire, we can tap into a wellspring of courage and determination, allowing us to overcome obstacles and reach new heights of personal growth. The unwavering spirit of the sun during this season serves as a guiding light, inspiring us to stand tall in the face of life's challenges and to never surrender in the pursuit of our dreams. So what do we hear from this article is a lot about light and love, compassion, and not just our long days lights, but the light of spirituality. And a lot of the readings and texts, when I was looking through readings about light, it's interchangeable. The light, love, spirit, and divine are often very interchangeable in the texts and in the readings. And so wherever that comes for you guys, wherever that is, you guys don't need to leave if you don't want to. You can stay, okay? Oh, she's hungry, okay. Come back. So that light, and we'll talk more about that, but right now, I would like for you to indulge me in something, will you? 21 years ago, I was trained in how to do a guided relaxation and visualization to help people get ready for surgery and heal faster. And so I've done it through my life. With my family, friends, I did it with my patients for a long time. So if you will, if you don't want to participate, that's okay. It'll just be a few minutes. But I would ask you to find a comfortable place on your seat, or maybe even standing, but seating's easier. Or if you want to lay down, you can lay down too. Just find a nice, comfortable place. Put your feet flat on the ground and fold your hands. Close your eyes, take a nice deep breath in, breathe in relaxation, and breathe out, and feel a little deep letting go. As you breathe in relaxation and light, and as you breathe out, feel a deep letting go. For people, as we meditate, we know that when we listen to our breaths, it's the easiest way to clear our minds. So that's the first, how we'll start is by relaxing and breathing in, and breathing out with a deep letting go. Breathe in light and love, and as you breathe out, feel a deep letting go. I'm gonna ask you to focus on a person or a pet who's easy for you to love. And I say a pet because about half the people choose a pet over their loved ones, interestingly enough. But before we do that, we're going to relax a little bit. So I'd like you to concentrate your mind on your eyes and your head and your face. Relax your head, your face, your mouth, and your neck, and feel a deep letting go. Focus your attention on your shoulders, in your arms, down to your fingertips, and feel a deep letting go. Focus your attention on your chest and your heart, and feel a deep letting go. Focus your attention on your abdomen and your hips. Relax your abdomen and your hips and your back, and feel a deep letting go. Focus your attention on your legs, your thighs, down to your knees, your calves, to your toes. Relax your legs and feel a deep letting go. Imagine doors on the bottom of both of your feet. God bless you. And imagine those doors opening and letting any tension or stress that you might have remaining leave your body out through the doors in your feet and into the ground. And now you're completely relaxed in a very comfortable and relaxed way of being. I'd like for you to think of a person or pet who's easy for you to love. Feel that love for them and feel that love from them. Imagine a place where you like to be with that person or pet, at the beach or in your living room or your backyard. Feel that love, unconditional, both ways. Now I'd like you to imagine a light, your light, coming from your heart, your chest. Imagine that light illuminating out from your chest throughout your entire body. It's a healing light. It's a warm or cool light that has your well-being at the center of it. Feel that light and that love. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And at the count of 3, you'll open your eyes. 1, coming up slowly. 2, coming up slowly back to the here and now. 3, open your eyes, refreshed, renewed, and keep that light with you, if you will. Keep that calm, that love and light about you. So, matters of the heart would be a good time to embark on that if we, I know. We got through that pretty quick. Or we could sing a song. You want to do Matters of the Heart? Because we're from a spiritual and warm place right here. So maybe people will feel more comfortable with, or very comfortable, to share any concerns or blessings that you have, that you're grateful for, that you would like to share with us, with the fellowship.
We'll take just a moment to let people gather their thoughts, so we'll have a brief musical interlude here by our very own Christine Perry, Hold on Hope.
Hold my hope.
I was reminded with these sharings is, you know, it's easy to talk about light and love and happiness and gratitude, but when you're going through it, when you're battling, I've also battled depression throughout my entire life since I was a child. And it's not easy. Sometimes this last thing you want to hear about is light and love and compassion. But I do feel that when you get back in touch with that, it's a really powerful tool and it can really help. And also, if you picture that light around what ails you physically, you can sometimes get some significant and profound results. Wherever that light comes from, and that's different for everybody. Some people, that light comes outside themselves from their higher power, from the divine. Some people, it comes from within. And whatever that is, it's very, very meaningful. And to just touch base with it whenever you can. And so thank you for listening to me, to my message, and I appreciate it. I think we're going to do hymn number 123. Mike, thanks for being patient with me, by the way. The words are up here if you choose to stand, or you can sit, or you can stand spiritually, as we say, and sing along. As we allowed the children to, or asked the children to share their summer memories or what summer means to them, we don't have to come up, we can just shout out, what does summer mean to you? What words? We talked about a lot of words. There's also a lot of feelings. There's also a lot of spirit about the summer. Anyone? Sweet corn. Sweat? Someone said sweat? Lemonade. Lightning bugs. Butterflies. Monarchs. Toes in the sand. Rye, did you say relax and meditate? Oh, relaxing by the pool. Longer days. In closing, I wanted to talk to you about namaste. How many people have heard that saying? Certainly, if you go to yoga, you've heard that saying. And it's a Hindu phrase, it's a Hindu greeting. that when it's translated, talks about the divine in me bows to the divine in you. It can also be translated, the spirit in me bows to the spirit in you. And it can also be translated as the light in me bows to the light in you. Again, the interchangeability of those three words and those three concepts, light, divine, and spirit, are incredibly profound through all religions. Love, compassion, light, spirit, we hear in all religions. And whether that, again, comes from within you or comes outside of you, I would say to you, namaste.
Now I will extinguish the chalice, but not the light that's within us that we share with each other, namaste, and carry with us into the world. And I will extinguish the peace lamp, but not our hope for world peace, which we will also carry into the world.